Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome. Thank you so much for tuning in. This is, I am, Margaret Ann Lembo, and I'm the author of a number of books. One of them is Chakra Awakening. That's my first one. My most recent book that I'm sharing information about today is Animal Totems and the Gemstone Kingdom. Spiritual connections of crystal vibrations and animal medicine. So I want to start out today's time together with a little walk down memory lane for me. It will be memory lane for me, unless some of my good old buddies from those days are listening in. So, you know, I opened my store, The Crystal Garden, back in August of 1988. We're getting ready to celebrate 30 years this year. Wow. Time is amazing. The experiences have been amazing, and I'm looking forward to many more blessings, you know, and being a provider of blessings as well. Anyway, so in the early days, I was extremely, when I say early days, the early days of the Crystal Garden, I was extremely drawn to Native American spirituality. I had memories of either prior lifetimes or I somehow tuned in really well. And I know I did remember a past life, so I had an experience where I experienced a past life that has to do with Native spirituality. But the point of this is to share that back in those early days, like 1990, 91, and probably through most of the 90s, almost a decade, if not more, I really dedicated a lot of time and energy to studying and understanding and experiencing Native American spirituality, which also includes the indigenous, all indigenous cultures, but specifically, or more specifically, are here in the United States, the Inuit, the Lakota, the Navajo, the Hopi, Diné, I should say, the Diné and the Hopi. And I really was very, very drawn to it. And I started out by understanding through books. So I had been studying through Jamie Sam's book, The Medicine Cards, but also The 13 Original Clan Mothers, and also the Sacred Path card. So it's Jamie Sams and David Carson's. They contributed so much to assisting me and helping me understand and remember or know. And so as time progressed, because of this, I guess, attraction or connection with Native spirituality, Native American teachers, medicine men and medicine women, Tibetan medicine men, and Tibetan medicine women, actually, too, and more. I don't want to go on and on and on about who they are and when they were there, except that the teachers showed up kind of on my doorstep, you know, in my store to share, because my store is a center, too. It's a conscious living center. That's what I realize now, that our tagline is more constructive to that really defines it, let's say, more descriptive, I should say. So I was blessed to have these teachers. In fact, I remember one spiritual teacher when they arrived and they stayed with me. And she said to me, Margaret Ann, you just sit here in this beautiful tropical Florida, Southeast Florida, and the teachers show up at your doorstep. They come to you. And I said, well, it just works out that way. Well, during those days, I studied and I started to really understand and connect with the animal totems. And I learned really a lot on the animal totems because of Ted Andrews. Now, Ted Andrews, Animal Speak and Animal Wise, and all of the work that he did, he was the forerunner in sharing the teachings of the animal totems and animal medicine, as far as I'm concerned, my perception. And so Ted Andrews had a big influence on my life then. So fast forward, not that far, but fast forward in mid-90s, so let's say, Teddy Andrews calls me at the store. I was sitting at my front desk back when I stayed at my front desk a lot. And he said, "Hi, this is Teddy Andrews. Can I come speak at your store?" I was floored. It's like, wow, this is amazing. And it's because of Ted Andrews who introduced me to the first publishing house that published me, which is Llewellyn, and they still publish me. Thank you very much. It was because of Ted that I was able to have an introduction into the publishing world that made it a lot easier than a no-name face sending in a manuscript. So that was really awesome. Now, his teachings of animal medicine in person and as well as in through his books really helped me a lot. And basically, that is where, between that and the Jamie Sams and David Carson's books and my tribe, I was just going to tell you about in a second, we have this I created, and it still exists as far as I'm concerned, the Angelic Messenger Tribe. I mean, the Angelic Warrior Tribe. Maybe it should be changed. No, the Angelic Warrior Tribe is what it was called at the time, which is a combination of working with the angelic realm and native spirituality. And during that time, every week we went over one chapter or another, so many different types of moon circles that we studied, all these books, and discussed them, usually once a week, typically on a Wednesday, for 6 or 8 years consecutively, really. And I was a facilitator, but it was a circle, so we all contributed. We were all helping and learning together and with each other, which was profound. It was a very good experience. So now, really fast forward many years later, I woke up one morning, you know, not all that long ago, about this time last year probably, with the realization that I needed to write a book that connects the spiritual connections of crystal vibrations in animal medicine. You know, I think in animal medicine. I think in gemstones. And even more so now, recently, on a more regular basis, animals. What do they mean? Why is this here? You know, and I just find that they bring so much in the way of their symbolism. I remember one day last summer, right around the time that I came to the realization that I needed to write this particular book, which is The Animal Totems in the Gemstone Kingdom and the Matching Deck Animal Allies in the Gemstone Guardians Cards, which is published by Inner Traditions Bear and Company under the Findhorn Press imprint. So I'm in the pool, I'm doing my exercise and enjoying sunshine in my beautiful backyard, and this frog out of nowhere, a little one too, it wasn't a big one, but it was profound because it took this huge leap, seemingly out of nowhere, in the pool swimming with me. But it jumped up and took a leap, and I realized that this was a symbol to show me that it's time that life is going to take a great leap forward. I am going to take a great leap forward. And I can deal with any emotions that might arise and get in touch with my own emotions and help people with their emotions in deeper understanding and catapult forward. So here we are with today on this podcast. We're going to be talking about bee medicine. Be all that you can be. Enjoy the sweetness of life. You know, because I really relate to this animal or this insect. It's actually an insect. And because has a lot to do, bee medicine has a lot to do with bringing your great ideas and creative projects to fruition, but finding the fine balance between being really busy and working all the time to relaxing and kind of doing nothing, And so when I say kind of, you either are or you're not. You're either doing nothing or you're not doing. So with B, so to start out, I want to explain a little bit about how my book is set up. With each medicine, which is with each animal, with B, for example, first you're going to see a picture of the gemstone. And in this case, I chose honey calcite. Now, there are more. There are more stones that would work for it. You know, this yellow crazy lace agate that I have sitting in front of me right now would be a perfect bee medicine because of the colors of yellow and black that it is. But I chose honey calcite, which I'll explain a little bit more because it is a vibrational match. But there's also, there are five or six or eight more for sure that would be aligned with the same vibration that bee medicine brings to the table. So in the book, what I do is I have this first little section where I give you some contemplative questions. Are you involved in a creative project or thinking about starting one? So you contemplate that for a moment. Are you in the middle of trying to, thinking about wanting to start a project? Do you have some great ideas? Are you taking action on those ideas? I'm literally reading from my book. So when was the last time you stopped to embrace all that nature offers, or at least stopped to smell the flowers? Okay, so for some reason I got disconnected, but I'm back. And I was saying, I think I was saying, that this just in the questions alone, you have an opportunity to get the really quick glimpse of what this medicine is about for both the bee and the honey calcite, both the animal or insect and the gemstone. And then I go on to explain about how, you know, how if when bee shows up in your life, what you should look at, what is the time to do, to pay attention to. So literally it says here, I'm jumping around within this section, when bee shows up in your life, it's time to cultivate concepts or projects through action. Do what needs to be done and make things happen. It's time to be productive. So now with the honey calcite vibration, you know, the first thing that made me think of honey calcite is because honey, the word honey in the name of the gemstone. And it looks like honey. It looks like a rich brownish golden honey, the gemstone does. And so the nice thing about calcite, which comes in a variety of colors, is that it helps you to deal with any kind of change, change from one way of being to another way of being. And when it comes to the brown, reds, blacks, grays, metallics, those colors, and in this case, brown and honey calcite, honey brown, this is related to the root chakra. So I relate everything also to chakras. You know, I've mentioned my first book, A Chakra Awakening. So with the root chakra, that has to do with that being grounded, being focused. Even though a bee is flying and airborne, air energy, it's still bringing the medicine of productivity, of being able to focus. So honey calcite reminds you of your emotional connection to all that is. And it's a recommendation to take time to be in nature. You know, there's been a lot of talk about how, and this is nothing new, how important it is to bathe in nature, bathe in the forest, bathe in the green energy. Where did I see that? Maybe on a CBS Sunday morning, perhaps, something, a show like that. And it was, you know, really a good point, and I intend to do that. That's when my pool time, that's when I get to do that more than any other time. But I also like to garden, and with South Florida, gardening is very hot. When it's cool, it's not gardening time as much. But bee medicine also has to do with letting yourself take time to get into the garden, to spend time with the earth. You know, so then the next thing I have in the book, so we start out with B, and then the next with the general contemplative questions and the discussion about B and community. It's about community, what it's about. these vibrational matching gemstones, then, which was honey calcite, the divine influences. So I also like to relate everything to the angelic realm. So call on Archangel Uriel to help you focus on guiding humanity towards stewardship of Mother Earth. So many years ago, I happened upon a book. I think it's out of print now. It's called Descent of the Dove by, I'll think of it at some point. And in this book, it was in, actually, he was channeling Archangel Uriel. And what I loved about this was that it was reminding us how important it is that we focus on how gorgeous our gorgeous green energy of our planet is, our mammoth breathing machine. And honeys are crucial to bring that forth. They are crucial in making sure that the planet is producing more and more green plants. So with bee medicine, it also was reminding us to be a steward of the earth and take a look at how we're using, reusing, or reducing our everything. You know, here in the United States, we're quite the throwaway. We don't think anything of having a plastic, you know, using a lot of plastic bottles of water instead of finding a way to put water in something that you can carry for a while and keep for a while so that we're not wasting the plastic. So there's so many things in regard to being a steward of the earth, and that could also be, I could talk about that with other animals as well. Like vulture, I would say, also has that teaching. So the bee population we want healthy and active in order for us to have a good planet to live on. Okay, so the bee vocation in the wheel of life is my next portion of this. So in every for every animal, there's going to be the description of the animal or an insect, and then this vibrational matching gemstone information, the divine influence, in this case, Uriel is the one, and the location in the wheel of life. So for many years, I've built medicine wheels and portable ones for the purposes of teaching and storytelling. Now, this particular creature can be located in the western portion of the northern quadrant. So at some point or another, when I get to meet you in person, or when I do some kind of live teaching, I can show you a picture of a medicine wheel. Typically, there's 36 stones. So in the northern quadrant is where harvest is converted into wisdom. Wisdom sits in the north door of the wheel of life. And wisdom is like harvesting everything that we've put into life so far. We are able to, you know, tune into another aspect of ourselves to seek a higher vibration, a higher wisdom. So we may have a lot of knowledge, but how do we convert that into wisdom? Okay, so then the next thing is to contemplate this, which I actually used for the description for today's podcast. So if you're looking at the screen, it might show up. I don't know where you're looking at now, or if you're just listening in. Bee medicine. Are you ready to be all that you can be? So you stop and you think about that. Am I ready to be all that I can be? And the next question is, do you recognize and embrace the sweetness of life? So then you stop and think about that. Do I really first notice the sweetness of life? And do I embrace it? Do I move into it? Do I yum it up? And I'm not talking about eating food. Do you work well with others for the good of all concerned? So this is a question for you to think about. How good of a team player am I? Because bees have to work in community, and that is a big part of their deal, is the community-minded connection. So now the next section of this is about some divine wisdom. Let's contemplate this. It's time to get organized and be productive. It's always a fertile time for you to manifest and create. enjoy this fertile energy and share it with others. So the more we share, the more it expands, you know. Be open to working with others to accomplish what needs to be done in the community. So whether it's a very small, you know, microcosm of the community or the bigger picture, the macrocosm, are you open to willing, like, working with others, and how do you do that? How well do you do that? And I don't mean this as a how well do you do it and let's give you a score, but more of to contemplate that. So then the message from the bee, so being that as the message is about being using up too much time and compromising your ability to relax, which is one of my big things, which I mentioned already. And then bee affirmation, and I love this. I am fertile with great ideas. I'm focused and creative. It's easy for me to be creative and bring a project to fruition. So there's more to the affirmation, but the point I want to make about affirmations is when you first read something like this, I am fertile with great ideas. I'm focused and creative. It's easy for me to bring a project to fruition. You might not feel like that's true. You might go, no, I don't. I don't feel productive. No, I don't feel like I'm going to actually, you know, have the ability to create what I want to create. Well, then you need to do some work in that regard. And this is also about building the energy at the solar plexus level, the yellow vibration, having confidence and courage to do all that you can to achieve what you want. So the message from Honey Calcite, so now you get a message from the rock too. We had a message from the bee and a message from the rock, Honey Calcite, is, do you need to increase your ability to get things accomplished with joy? Do you need some self-motivation to accomplish your list of things to do? So first question is, do you even have a list of things to do? Or is it all in your head? So I recommend whether you're using a task list, like I just started trying out using Google Tasks on my next to my calendar on my desktop, which I think is also, I think I downloaded the app too. But I also am a big proponent of handwriting out a things to-do list and leaving it next to me while I'm working, whether I'm at my store desk, you know, because I have a desk at my store where I work, at the Crystal Garden, or whether I'm in my home office, which is where I'm talking to you from right now. A list is always not too far away, and that's how I get so much done, because people often say to me, do you ever sleep? And yes, I do. In fact, I'm going to have some dinner and go to bed early tonight because tomorrow I'm flying off to Denver, Colorado, doing book signings both for retailers, booksellers, as well as for readers, people that are going to bookstores. I'll be at Full Moon Books in Lakewood, Colorado tomorrow at 6:30. So if you're in Colorado, come see me. All right, so when the last thing that's in each section is additional vibrational matching gemstones for bee. So every animal is going to be, there's going to be a list of other rocks. So I'll list them just for your, you know, to contemplate. Amethyst, blue calcite, citrine, golden calcite, golden topaz, magenta dyed agate, malachite, and red calcite. Now, it would take quite a bit longer than the time we have here today to for me to go into why I picked each one of those gemstones, but there is logic and reason based on the qualities of the gemstones that can assist in helping you to delve deeper into personal development and personal awareness and to overcome any challenges you might have with being productive, with being able to balance organization, relaxation, and productivity, and to be all that you can be. So with that being said, this podcast is coming to a close. I would love to invite you, if you live in South Florida and you're listening to this in a timely manner, because I don't know where you are when you're listening, because this is a podcast. In addition to having a live studio experience, this goes on and is archived. So on June 23rd, 2018, I will be having a book launch at the Crystal Garden. And it will be from, I want to say, 1 to 2:30, 3 o'clock-ish. And I'll be, that day we'll have a sale. So be sure you're on our email list so you know what the sale is. And I'm still trying to decide what to put on sale, what I'm going to do. And then I'll also will be cutting a cake, and I'll be doing a free talk. I'll be doing a free talk to share about, I have a beautiful PowerPoint presentation that I'll be using to go, and I'll be doing little mini readings using the animal cards that I, the animal allies and gemstone guardians cards. So come on by thecrystalgarden.com. If you want to find out more about my store, which is located in Boynton Beach, Florida, which is just Palm Beach County, we're just about 20 minutes or less from the West Palm Beach Airport, Palm Beach International, and we're about 60 miles north of Miami, to give you a feeling of where we are, right on the coast, and find out more about me. Go to my website, MargaretAnnLembo.com. And MargaretAnnLembo.com, you can find so much information and so many insights and upliftment. I like to provide people with tools to uplift and think positive. That's my main thing, is positive thought. That's really, and the tools that I use are sparkling gemstones, essential oils and aromatherapy, the working with the animal totems, understanding the chakras. So I teach classes in that regard, and through the teachings and through the sharings, we get an awakening of our consciousness. And as we awaken our consciousness, we can be more mindful of ourselves and how we interact with other people, and how to focus more profoundly on love and well-being. So I know we do have a caller on the line, but because this is a podcast, I'm not going to be picking up, so I want to apologize for that, but I'm glad that you're listening in. I don't know if you wanted me to pick up, but perhaps I'll do a show where it is a call-in show in the future. I appreciate that you're listening in by phone, or all of you that are listening in, and tell your friends. You know, a lot of people can gain benefit from this, so share this podcast, let them know that it exists. And I hope to get to meet you someday. Let me know. If you're on Facebook, you know, you can comment on how you felt about this podcast. And if you wanted to, you know, if you have a special animal you want me to talk about. All right. So like I like to end most of my podcasts, I want to say to you, may your days be filled with blessings and love. And may the angels light your path. Thank you so much for listening. This is Margaret Ann Lembo signing off.